Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book. A reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow. A reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look. It's in a book. A reading rainbow.
Hi. I love fiddling with pipe cleaners. You can be really creative with them. They're easy to use, and with just a few twists and turns, you can make just about anything. Pretty good, huh? Pipe cleaners are soft and fuzzy on the outside, but the reason they're so flexible is that on the inside, they're made of wire. Wire bends and curls, but it's also amazingly strong, which is why so many things we use every day are made of wire. As you can see, wire is almost everywhere. People all over the world find ways to use it. In this book, a young African boy builds something out of wire that's very clever. It's called Galimoto.
Galimoto. By Karen Lynn Williams. Illustrated by Catherine Stock. Read by Hattie Winston. Condi opened an old shoebox, and inside were his things. There was a knife Condi had made from a tin can, and a dancing man he had made from dried corn stalks. In Condi's box, there were also some scraps of wire he had been saving for something special. I shall make a galimoto, Condi told his brother Ufulu. Ufulu laughed. A boy with only 7 years cannot make such a toy. You don't have enough wire. I will get enough wire. Condi took his knife and went to the home of his friend Gift. I want your wires, Condi told Gift. I'll give you my knife for them. Why do you want the wires? Gift asked. I want to make a galimoto, Condi answered. Gift took a handful of wires from his box of things and gave them to Condi. That's not enough wire for Galimoto, Giv told his friend. I will find enough wire. Kondi put his wires into an old bag and took them to the shop of his uncle. I want the wires you have on your old packing boxes. They would make a fine Galimoto. So, you want to make a Galimoto? The son of my brother is a clever boy. Take the wires. Kondi could hear the grinders at the flour mill. Many women with babies tied on their backs waited in the hot sun. Kondi squeezed through the crowd. The women began yelling angrily.
Wait, you cannot go there.
Where is he going?
Stop him! Stop him!
I have no maize to grind. I only want wires for a Galimoto. The miller shrugged. There are some wires out back. Take those and go. In the back of the mill, Kondi found some very thin wires wrapped in red and yellow and green plastic. I can scrape the coating off, Kondi thought. Kondi passed some young children playing on an anthill. One was Mundi, the small sister of his friend Gift. She had a fine long piece of wire, which she stuck into the dirt. Little friend, you cannot catch an ant that way. With some water and a stick, we will fool them. Kondi poured water around one of the holes. Now they will think the rains have begun, Kondi explained. Then he stuck a stick down the hole. Gently he pulled it out, and on the end was a large ant. My stick is better than a wire for catching ants. You may have the stick. And I'll take the wire. Kondi took his wires to the shade of the red flame trees in his village. Kondi sorted his wires. There were thick pieces and thin pieces. Some were long and some were short. Kondi banged the bent and twisted ones with a stone to straighten them. The thick wires made the frame. He wrapped the very thinnest wires at the joints to hold the Galimoto together. My Galimoto will be a pickup truck, Kondi decided. His brothers and sisters admired his work. So, you found enough wire, Ufulu said. Yes, Kondi agreed. Let the moon be bright for us to play and sing tonight. Kondi could hear his friends singing in the distance, calling him to play. He carefully guided his Galimoto over the dusty path. Galimoto! Someone cheered. And one by one, Kondi's friends formed a line behind him. They began to chant. Kondi saw the shadow of his Galimoto cast by the moonlight racing alongside. It's a fine Galimoto, he thought proudly. And perhaps tomorrow I shall make my Galimoto into an ambulance or an airplane. Or a helicopter.
Kondi would have a great time with this piece of wire, even though it is kind of wild. It seems to have a mind of its own, and it moves all over the place. There's an artist in Santa Fe, New Mexico, who's an expert at taming wire. And she really knows how to whip it into shape.
My name is Eleanor McKay, and I make sculptures out of wire. I never, ever thought that I would be making wire sculptures. I just picked up a piece of wire and started bending it. I use very simple tools, wire cutters and needle nose pliers, and my hands. It's like drawing. Drawing in space. The nature of wire is like a spring. It's kind of an ornery medium. I sometimes feel like I'm really wrestling with it, turning it and bending it and crimping it and having to crimp it really hard. And I have to tame the wire, and it controls me. There becomes a relationship between me and the wire. This piece I'm starting is going to be an armadillo, and it's going to be three-dimensional. I like to use one piece of wire when I make my sculptures. I have to bend it and tie it and make knots in it, and while I'm doing that, it turns the wire all around and all upside down and all backwards, and I think that there's no way this is going to come out and look like what I want it to look like, and then I just keep on going and I keep making it. And somehow it does, it just comes out. When I'm done with bending and twisting and shaping them, they're still just plain steel, gray, and I think that they need more color, so I like to paint them. The colors are very bright, very rich. They make the sculpture stand out more. They become alive and fun. Bending and wrestling with a wire, when I'm finally done, I'm always very happy with it, whether it's a rooster or an armadillo or a person or even just a leaf.
This is remarkable. I feel like I'm sailing up the side of a mountain. And in a way, I am. I'm traveling on the Sandia Peak Tramway in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And the car that I'm riding in is hanging on a wire. There are two track wires for the car to ride on. Between the track wires, there's a haul cable which pulls the car up and down. This is what the haul cable looks like, and this is the inside. See, it's really just a bunch of smaller wires, each one no bigger than the wire Ellie or Condi might have used. But when these strands are twisted together, they form a cable strong enough to haul this tramway car up and down the mountain. For most of us, riding in a tram car like this and putting so much trust in a piece of wire is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. But for certain people, trusting in a wire is something they do every day. I guess you could say they put their lives right on the line.
Ladies and gentlemen, and children of all ages, Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus presents the first family of high wire, the Kiros.
My name is Angel Quiroz, and my family and I walk the high wire. There's no net to catch you if you fall, so you must concentrate completely and always keep your eye on the wire. When you walk the wire, your life depends on the wire. There is nothing else beneath your feet. The wire is all you have. The sword fight is very hard to do. You must watch the tip of the sword as well as keep your eye on the wire. You know how high up you are, and sometimes you feel afraid. But you know if you work well, the wire will not let you down. The wire is about the width of your thumb, and it feels hard, like a pipe beneath your feet. It is tightly strung, but it bounces a little, so you must work hard to keep your balance. Concentration is crucial on the wire, and every time you go up there, you must give 100%. That can be hard when you hear the audience shout. Many high wire artists perform with their families. Because you must practice so much and trust each other totally, working with family is best. We practice many hours a day, but even so, we can make a mistake. We learn how to catch ourselves and swing on the wire and repeat the performance right the next time. Your life depends on your partners, so you must trust them completely. You must also believe in yourself, and you must trust the wire.
Up here. It looks like we're on top of the world. It must have been incredibly difficult to build this tramway, but it sure was worth it. Lucky for us, not all projects are quite so difficult. So, if you like to make things, here are some books with simpler ideas, but you don't have to take my word for it.
Hi, I'm Jessica Hellings. Look at this. That's the title of the book I just read. It gives you 3 fun ideas on how to make things. Do you know how to make a dancing frog? Find a piece of green paper, 8 paper fasteners, a scissor, and a hole puncher. It's pretty easy to make, and the frog really dances. The pictures are really good. They show you exactly what to do. The noisemaker is a funny story. A little boy makes his own noisemaker. The noises you can make will be really funny. Try it. Time's up for this story, and time's up for me too. But remember this book the next time you're looking for something to do.
Hi, I'm Chris Giles, and if you like to make things and read a great book too, then the Little Pig's Puppet Book is for you. This story is about 3 brothers, Charles, Ralph, and Bertram. It's a rainy day, and they don't know what to do. They decide to put on a puppet show. First, they have to make puppets. Each one has a different idea. They also have to write the script, make the stage, paint the scenery, and of course they won't forget the refreshments. It's a lot of work to put on a puppet show, but the brothers really enjoyed it. I think it would be a lot of fun. So the next time you're bored and don't know what to do, pop into your bookstore and pick up the Little Pig's Puppet Book.
Hi, I'm Caroline Chang. If you're feeling like you have nothing to do, then read my first activity book. It's a great way to keep you busy. This book has a lot of different activities to try, like making jewelry from pasta. What about turning eggs into faces? You could try your hand at making puppets out of envelopes and lanterns out of melons. Each activity has easy steps to follow. Color photographs show you exactly what to do. My favorite activity was potato printing. Can you believe I made this picture with a potato? Find out how it's done in this book.
There's something so satisfying about crafting things by hand. And no matter what you make, half the fun is choosing your material. So for today, I'll stick to wire. See you next time. Today's Reading Rainbow books are Galimoto by Karen Lynn Williams, illustrated by Catherine Stock, published by Lothrop Lee and Shepherd Books. Look at This by Harlow Rockwell, published by Aladdin. The Little Pig's Puppet Book by N. Cameron Watson, published by Little Brown and Company. My First Activity Book by Angela Wilkes, published by Alfred A. Knopf.